USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to burn on the West Coast. Cal Fire said approximately 15,000 firefighters are on the line of 29 major wildfires in that state. Although 37 new fires were sparked yesterday, crews contained most of them quickly, though two have grown to the large wildfire stage. More than 3.1 million acres have burned across the state since the start of the year, which is a record, and at least 12 people have died, and more than 3,900 structures have been destroyed. In neighboring Oregon, Governor Kate Brown said dozens of people are missing from their large wildfires that have burned across the state, with major fires near the state capital of Salem. Authorities said more than 500,000 people, 10% of Oregon's population, has been forced to evacuate. And just to the north in the state of Washington, over 937 square miles have been scorched. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Those people who are concerned about the safety of a COVID-19 vaccine should feel reassured that AstraZeneca's Phase 3 clinical trials were put on hold, looking into a potential side effect, according to Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health.
I think it should be seen as very reassuring that safety is being taken with the greatest seriousness. But again, if anybody thinks we're just glossing over these kinds of issues in the big rush to approve a vaccine, this ought to be reassuring.
In an interview on NBC News, Collins said it's not uncommon for clinical trials to pause because of unexpected adverse events. More than 630 students at the University of Alabama and three student organizations have now received sanctions for violating the school's COVID-19 regulations. The school did not give specific details on what led to the sanctions, but the university has issued the student sanctions immediately. Students were suspended from campus while their conduct cases proceed. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Bahrain agreed to normalize relations with Israel, becoming the latest Arab nation to do so as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to further ease the Jewish state's relative isolation in the Middle East and find common ground with the nations that share United States wariness of Iran. Trump announced the agreement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks following a phone call he had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. The three leaders also issued a brief joint statement marking the second such Arab normalization agreement with Israel in the last month. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University are raising doubts about a study that estimated the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, led to more than 260,000 new cases of coronavirus nationwide. The study by San Diego State University also found the annual event resulted in more than $12 billion in health care costs stemming from infections. Johns Hopkins researchers say the data collected by San Diego Center economists, in fact, only supported that the Sturgis event led to a small spike in COVID-19 cases in the county that hosted the rally, as well as in surrounding areas. But the paper also called the model used to reach the study's specific finding of nearly 260,000 new cases of COVID-19 nationwide extremely weak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.